In our previous year, we began a discussion of understanding, particularly the opinion of Rava, that says that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible, when the Gemara said, because the pasuk says, according to Rava, l'man yedu d'risaychem, and as we explained in that shir, Rava's understanding of l'man yedu d'risaychem follows Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva holds that the sukkahs was sukkahs mamish. So the pasuk of l'man yedu d'risaychem is not coming to teach us why the yontif sukkahs was established. Rather, the pasuk is coming to teach us that when you sit in the sukkah, l'man yedu d'risaychem, you should know that you're sitting. L'man yedu d'risaychem, you should know that you're sitting in a sukkah. The Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis continues saying, "Kamat Azla, Hada Amar Rav Oishi Amar Rav." According to who of the Amoraim's different explanation of why a sukkah higher than 20 amos is possible, does this statement that Rav Oishi Amar Rav made follow? Because Rav Oishi Amar Rav says the following statement: the machloikis that we have in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, if a sukkah higher than 20 amos is kosher or possible, is only b'she'en defanos magiyas l'schach. It's only if the walls of the sukkah don't reach the schach. Avo defanos magiyas l'schach. If the walls of the sukkah reach the schach, afilu l'malam esam ama, then even if the schach is higher than 20 amos, the sukkah will be kosher even according to the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara Kaman, whose opinion does that follow? Says the Gemara Karava, it's following the opinion of Rava. Domer, that says the problem of a sukkah when it's too high is mishum d'loy sholta be'ena. You won't be able to see the schach, which is the primary element of the sukkah. However, says the Gemara, the kivin, the defanas magiyas l'schach, in a situation that the walls do reach the schach, mishul sholpei eino, you could see the schach, and therefore your sukkah will be a kosher sukkah. So the mefarshim debate how to understand what the Gemara means here, that once the walls, if the walls reach the schach, then Rava would hold that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Rashi, it seems that Rashi, Tosfos, explain that since the walls reach the schach, so when a person's looking at the walls, his eyes follow the wall all the way to the top, and since his eye follow all the way to the top, then he'll see the schach, and he'll know he's sitting in a sukkah. According to that pshat, ask the Rishonim, if that's the case, why is the halacha by a mavui that the Gemara discusses on Amud Aleph, or Ner Chanukah that the Gemara discusses in Masechet Shabbos, where the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Ner Chanukah l'mal michof ama, a Ner Chanukah that's higher than 20 amos is possible, if we're saying that if there's a continuation, then it will be fine, then why should the halacha not be the same over there? That if there's a wall that goes all the way up, it should be kosher. So they say that by the mavui, since the mavui, the kaira on top of the mavui is a very narrow beam, it's only a tefach wide. So there, even if the wall goes all the way up, it's only a tefach wide, that kaira, you wouldn't notice it. Or, however, by a sukkah, which you have a schach, which covers the entire sukkah, there it's fine if your eyes will follow to the top. But the Ritva has a whole different, the Ritva, that's by the Mavui, why we don't use the same approach. And in fact, the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi that by Ner Chanukah, if indeed it's in the house, even if it's higher than 20 amos, the halacha would be that it's kosher. Why? Because you have the same svar that we have in our Gemara. The Torah disagrees with Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi, and the Torah says that you can't compare Ner Chanukah to Sukkah. Because the purpose of a Sukkah is to have schach and a wall. And the Gemara is saying now that when you have a schach and a wall, and if the wall reaches the schach, then you'll be able to see, you'll pay attention to the schach as well. But by Ner Chanukah, it has nothing to do with the wall. It has nothing to do with the ceiling. It has to do with the menorah. And the menorah isn't part of the ceiling. The menorah isn't part of the wall. And therefore, even if the ceiling goes up to the wall, it doesn't make a difference. The Ritva has a whole different approach to this Gemara. The Ritva, unlike Rashi, says it has nothing to do that if the wall goes up to the ceiling, then my eye follows the wall and will see the ceiling. In this case, the ceiling being the schach. It has to do if the wall is, if a person is sitting in a sukkah that has the proper amount of walls, and then, like the Mishnah says, a sukkah has to have three walls, and then you have schach on top of those walls, so now he feels like he's sitting in a sukkah, which is what Rava wants us to feel. If, however, he doesn't have that walls and ceiling, if the walls don't reach the ceiling, he doesn't feel like he's sitting in the sukkah, and therefore it won't be considered a kosher sukkah. So as the Aruch Lener points out, there's a very fundamental machloikis developing here now between Rashi and the Ritva. According to Rava, the Gemara is teaching us that if your wall, if even one wall of your sukkah reaches the schach, your eyes follow the wall, and you know that you're sitting in a sukkah, and you're going to see the schach, and you'll be fine. According to the Ritva, that would be inadequate. And if just one of the walls of the sukkah reached the schach, it wouldn't be good enough. You would need to have all of the walls, all the necessary walls, at least, of the sukkah reaching the schach. A very big nafgamina. But I think that isn't the only nafgamina that emerges between the machloikis, as the Aruch Lener explains, of Rashi and the Ritva. I believe that another point now emerges, and that is, as we've been asking, according to Rava, who says in the Gemara explicitly on Amud Aleph, "Leman yedu darisechem, he was sukkus hashafti," that when a person sits in the sukkah, Rava says he has to recognize that he's sitting in the sukkah. Ad esem ama adam yedaya shu dar b'sukkah. Lamala mesem ama ein adam yedaya shu dar b'sukkah mishum loy shalta be'ena. And we've asked, what does Rava want you to think when you're sitting in the sukkah? It could be that Rashi wants you, as we keep on saying, to know why you're sitting in the sukkah. And that's why, as soon as one wall will reach the ceiling, will reach the schach, which will make you look at the schach, as Rashi explains, and the schach will remind you why you're sitting in the sukkah. The Ritva says that you don't need to know why you're sitting in the sukkah. You need to know that you're sitting in a sukkah, that you're being mekayim mitzvah sukkah. And therefore, you have to have all the walls, all the necessary walls, reach the ceiling, reach the schach, because then, and only then, do you know that you're sitting in the sukkah, and according to Rava, one has to recognize on Sukkot that he's sitting in the Sukkah. Although, I do have to say that I saw a very interesting vart from Rabbi Yoshe ben Soloveitchik Zatzal. He quotes the Tosfos Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, teaches us that women are mechuyev in Dalet Kaisis. Why are women mechuyev in Dalet Kaisis? Sha'af Hein Hoya Boisaneis. Ask Tosfos, if we have a concept of Af Hein Hoya Boisaneis, so why Sukkos, where women were also boisaneis of Sukkah, are women potter from Mitzvah Sukkah? So Tosfos says, because Dalet Kaisis are the Rabbanon, and Sukkah is a Daraisa. And the way to understand Tosfos' Teretz is that by a Rabbanon, the Rabbanon were masakin the Mitzvahs, and they said that the Mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis should apply to women as well. However, the Mitzvah of Sukkah is a Mitzvah Daraisa, and we know that by Mitzvah Daraisa there's a rule that women are exempt from mitzvah aseishas man groma. That's why women are exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's Tosfos Teretz. However, Rav Soloveitchik wants to say a different Teretz. He wants to say that when the mitzvah is a pirsumei nisa, that's a mitzvah that women are obligated in. He says, Dalet Kaisis, the entire point of that mitzvah, of drinking the Dalet Kaisis by Pesach, you drink the Dalet Kaisis, you drink 4 cups of wine, and as the Rambam says, in Perek Zayin of Hilchus, Chometz Matzah, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin, B'kol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Odom L'Haris Es Atzmoy, Kula Atzav Yotz Atom Meshiva Mitzrayim. A person always has to feel as if he came out of Mitzrayim. Valdovas at Siva Kodesh Baruch B'Toy V'Zachar to Kevra Yisa. Lefikach, Kishisoyed Adam B'Layla Hazeh, Tzorach Lecha V'Lishtois. A person has to eat and drink for Umeis of Derech Eris. V'Kol Echad, V'Echad, Bein Anoshim, Bein Noshim, men and women, Chayiv Lishtois B'Layla Hazeh, Arba Kaisa Shoyayin, must drink on the night of Pesach 4 cups of wine. So we see that the drinking of the wine is a manifestation of the presume nisa that happened by Pesach. Yitzipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, sitting in the sukkah, however, is not a declaration of the nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to sit in the sukkah. And the pasuk of Uman Yedu Dairiseichem is not connected to knowing why we sat in the sukkah. The pasuk of Laman Yedu Darseichem is only telling us that we're fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. And if the sukkah is less than 20 amos tall, says Rabba, I'm going to know I'm sitting in the sukkah. So it has nothing to do with the nes, with a declaration of the nisim. Since it has nothing to do with the declaration of the nisim, indeed, women are potter from the mitzvah sukkah. But this beautiful vart only works if we follow the Rabbah's explanation of why we sit in the sukkah. Rabbah's explanation of why we sit in the of what kavanah must we have when we sit in the sukkah is to know that one is sitting in the sukkah. But if the kavanah is not to know what I'm sitting in the sukkah, but it's the why, so then we would have a problem. Because just like the Dalet Kaisis, women are mechuyev, because the point of the Dalet Kaisis is the Pesumei Nisa. If, as we explained, and we said that that is actually Rashi's point as well, so then that you have to, the Rabbah means when you sit in the sukkah, you have to sit there and know why you're sitting in the sukkah, and that's part of the mitzvah. So then why, according to that, would a woman not be mechuyev to sit in the sukkah any different than drinking the dal kaisis? And actually, this question of what is supposed to be your kavana when you sit in the sukkah, the Mishnah Brura here in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei says, the Kosva Achroinim, this is at the end of Sif Aleph, the Kosva Achroinim Shicham Yishivoso Shitzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leishi B'Sukkah. So first the Mishnah Brura says that the Achroinim say that you have to know that you're sitting in the Sukkah to fulfill the mitzvah. But then he says, you have to know that you're sitting in the sukkah. But then he also goes on to say, "V'gam zeichel anani akovid shekifan oz aleinu lahogin aleinu min asher b'shemesh." That we have to remember that we're sitting, and we have to remember the why. Zeichel anani akovid, which is the famous opinion of the Bach. The Bach teaches us that even though normally when one fulfills a mitzvah, he doesn't have that. He fulfills the mitzvah, even if he doesn't have kavana. Says the Bach, when you're sitting in a sukkah, when you're sitting in the sukkah, and the Bach says that this is the halacha by all mitzvahs, where the Torah says the word leman. So the same would be by tzitzis, and the same would be by tefillin, that you have to have a mind to fulfill, to not, that you have to have a mind why you're sitting in the sukkah. And according to the Bach and other Paiskim, if when you sat in the sukkah, you did not have that kavana, you're not yoitza mitzvah sukkah. You're not yoitza mitzvah sukkah. And if you ate without having kavana, you have to eat a kezayis again. Again, because the Bach says, whatever the Torah says, the words leman, like by sukkah, as the Gemara says in Amun Aleph, leman yedu dairiseichem. By tzitzis, the Torah says, leman tiskru v'asisem es kol mitzvoisai. By tefillin, the Torah says, leman tiyeh taris Hashem b'ficha k'viyod chazoka hatziyach Hashem mitzrayim. The Bach, in the beginning of Simen Ches of Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim, says that you have to have kavana, and if you don't have kavana, you're not yoitz the mitzvah. And the Bukura Yaakov indeed says here in Simen Tov Reish Chav Hei, V'loy kiven tam ha-mitzvah, if when you sat in the sukkah, you didn't have kavana, why you have to sit in the sukkah? Afilu v'di'eved lo yotza. V'di'eved, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. U'l'chein, em'ocha b'layla rishayna b'sukkah b'loy kavana, if you ate the first night of Sukkot without kavana, yesh lahachmer ulech l'shuv kezayis kavana. Go wash and eat another kezayis with the proper kavana. And the Bikur Yaakov indeed concludes, v'yizor kalech l'lumoyd ulesap l'bonav l'bnei beisoy. A person has to teach his family b'layla rishayna kavanas mitzvah. That you should sit down before you sit down to eat the meal the first night of Sukkot, before you make kiddush, tell your family that they have to have this kavana. And the Bnei Yisachar and the Sefer Bikurei, indeed quotes this opinion, and he makes an interesting observation that normally the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us the reason for mitzvahs. Here we find by these mitzvahs, sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis, that the Torah gives us the reason, the Shulchan Aruch here in Tzomet Tov Reish Chaf Hei, in Hilchas Tzitzis, Simen Ches Sif Ches, in Hilchas Tefillin Simen Chaf Hei Sif Hei, give us the reason for the mitzvah. Because why? Because the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that these mitzvahs, unlike other mitzvahs, you have to have kavana why you're doing the mitzvah, and if not, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The Mishnah Brura, however, says the kozel leitzes yidei mitzvah ketikuna, avadal, to fulfill the mitzvah properly, you have to have kavana why you're doing the mitzvah. Hadi eved yotze kosher kiven lotzis levad. But the eved, if you mechaven at least to mechaven the mitzvah, so he's saying that at least you have to know that you're being mechaven the mitzvah, and then it's fine, even if you don't have kavana for the tama mitzvah. And that's why I saw that many people that have a minig, that even though they don't always necessarily say l'shem yichud before they do a mitzvah, sukkahs, they're very careful to say the l'shem yichud. And the reason they say the l'shem yichud on sukkahs is because, as we're learning from the Bach, you have to have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. And if you don't have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. So that's why that l'shem yichud becomes so absolutely essential. And in fact, I saw from the Macheshes that even though we have rules by Sufik Daraisa, L'chumra, Sufik Dirabana, L'kula, a Sfek Sfeika, we're typically even more lenient, says the Macheshes, by this halacha, according to Rava, if somebody sat in the sukkah and didn't have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, says the Macheshes, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because according to Rava, that's the essential mitzvah. That means, the Macheshes is telling us a gevaldig chiddush. Let's say somebody sat in the sukkah and made a bracha leisha b'sukkah. And then he has a shaila if the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. So he wouldn't make a, so he'll go to somebody else's sukkah to know for sure that he's fulfilling the mitzvah sukkah. He wouldn't make a bracha. Safak brachas l'kula. We don't make another bracha if perhaps you were able to kaim the mitzvah. But according to Rava, especially according to the Bach, and especially according to the way the Bikur Yaakov explains the opinion of the Bach, if you didn't have the kavana when you sat in the sukkah, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, and you have to eat again and make a bracha again, because otherwise you really haven't done the mitzvah. You really haven't done the mitzvah otherwise. And in fact, I saw a very interesting psak from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in his sefer Cheshukei Chemed here on Masechet Sukkah, where he says that if a person has an option how to build a sukkah, he could build a sukkah just by he has a skylight in his kitchen, and he could take the skylight off and put on tzchach, or he could actually go and build a sukkah. What's better? So he says it's better to build a sukkah in your backyard from scratch. Why? Because he says the more you build your sukkah, that will help you remember, why am I building a sukkah? L'man yedu d'ereseichem, to remember that I'm building the sukkah to as the purpose of a sukkah, and therefore doing so helps us remember why we're building the sukkah, which, as we're learning now, according to Rav especially, is the essential in the Bach, is essential to fulfillment. Is essential to fulfillment of the mitzvah. And that's why he also goes on to say that it may be preferable for somebody to build a sukkah from scratch. It may be preferable to build a sukkah from scratch rather than have these ready-made sukkahs that are really standing all year. Why? Because again, by building a sukkah from scratch, you will, l'man yegu d'ereseichem, more likely remember why am I building the sukkah, which is essential to the fulfillment of the Kiyum HaMitzvah.